This is the parasha of Shidduchim, the real parasha of Shidduchim.
Did he go looking for wife, or he's looking to run away from Esav?
His mother told him to get married. His mother and father, he told him to get married, he got married. Of course he was looking for a wife. He's looking for a wife. Yisrael went to Arjun and
he wanted him to run away, not to be killed.
No, I think his mother said take a wife, no? Okay, I don't know. We have to go back and look at the Pesukim. Let's see. Let's see what it says over here. He went over here to go get married. So what does the Pesuk say? Vayelech Yisi Yaakov, he lifted up his finger, his feet. Vayelech, he went arts of Nekedem. Tarim Onkelus. Onkelus. Unatal Yaakov Ragulahi, he took his feet. That's an unusual word. The word Vayisa means he lifted up. Over here he says Unatal, he took his feet. Va'azal, and he went to the land of Modincha, the land of the east. Modincha is touching as the east. What does Rashi say on this pasuk? Rashi says, "Va'yisa Yaakov Raglav Mishin Spaser B'Sura Toiva." After he was informed the good news, Shehuftach B'Shmura that he will be that Hashem is in the garden. Nasa Liboy. Rashi here adds in a whole interpretation. Nasa Liboy Esrago. That's not what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayisa Yaakov Raglov. He lifted up his feet. Rashi says, Nasa Liboy Esrago. His heart lifted up his feet. And then Asa Kal, it was easy. Lolechas to travel. Kachem Afarish. Bebreshitz Rabba. Okay, so Rashi was telling us a few yesodos. Number one, he had a besura toiva. Hashem gave him good news. Hashem told him, I'm going to protect you. Then, when he received this good news, his heart lifted his feet and it was easy to travel. When we study Onkelus, Unital Yaakov Raglo, there's no mention here of his heart. Vazali went la'ara b'nei medincha. To the there's no mention over here of heart. Is Rashi coming to describe Rashi? Just coming to elaborate? Not necessarily. There's no contradiction over here. Just saying different ideas. Let me see if there's anything over here in the Sefer. Okay. Maramint. Okay. Let's go further. Pasuk Beis. Vine. Behold, Be'er Basad is a well. Vine Sham Shloisha Edreit Sunday with three. Edrei, it's certain three different, what we call an edrei. An edrei is a flock of sheep. They were lying down by the well. Ki minaber ha'ikin that well. Yashku ho'adonim. The flocks would drink water. But what was the problem? The problem was, vo'evin gidoyla al pi haber. The evin was gidoyla, very large, on the opening of the bear. Let's see what it says in the Targum. V'chazon, behold. There was a well in the field. Okay, there was a well in the field. There was a well in the field. And there were three flocks. The on of sheep. The word the on means sheep. Revi'in lying down. Allah bite. I didn't mean array because in the era high that well. Mashkon Adoraya. That is where the sheep would drink. The Avna Rabsal Pume de Beira, and there was a very large stone on the opening of this well. Okay, this is what it says over here in the Targum. We'll see Rashi. Rashi Yashko Adorim, Mashkim Horoim Esho Adorim, the shepherds would give the drink, the flock, the Mikra Dibi Beloshim Kitsara. So what is Rashi doing? Rashi is telling us that there's a missing word. And the missing word is the shepherds. The sheep would not drink by themselves. The sheep need somebody to actually feed them. The sheep need shepherds. Mashkim horoyim. Rashi says the word horoyim is missing. Okay, so v'inesh be'er asadeh, v'inesh sham shloisha edreit, and there were three flocks of sheep. Roiv tzimloch kimin ab'er ha'if, not well, yashku ho'adorim. If you would not know this Rashi, if you would not know this Rashi, you would think that the sheep themselves are big boys. All they need is somebody to remove the stone. Once the stone is removed, somehow they'll be able to figure out how to get water out of the well and drink. We don't know exactly what the situation was, how this whole how this whole this well was constructed, and how they got water. If not for this Rashi, you would think that the sheep themselves, all you need over here is someone to remove the stone, and when the stone is removed, then the sheep can help themselves to the water. That's not what it says. It says over here that there's intervention. The mashkim harayim, the shepherds are going to give the sheep to drink. And let's go back to the Targum. The Targum says, there was a well in the field, he doesn't need any words. Mashkon adoraya, the sheep would drink. Is Rashi coming to disagree with the Targum? Maybe. In the Ma'at Sod, does he make a point of making a difference? Okay, Mashkim? No, he doesn't want to make any. He doesn't want to make it. I'm not so sure that Rashi is coming. Rashi and the Targum agree. Maybe they disagree. Let's see now. Now, one thing that I find very interesting about this thing over here is the stone. Okay, this is a Chumash Rashi shir. This is a shir and uncle's Rashi and Jush. But in the previous parasha, Yaakov Avinu was obsessed with the stone. Right? In the Vayetze, he comes there. Vayikach me'av nehamokon. Many stones, and he puts them into his head. He goes to sleep. He wakes up, and what does he see when he wakes up? And he says, he says, if Hashem will be with me, v'ho even hazois, this stone, asher samti matzeva yebeis alukim, this stone, okay? V'av nohodo, and Rashi says, what happened, there was a miracle over here. All of the stones turned into one. Yaakov is very much obsessed with the stones, because when he comes to Choron, Rashi here says he takes from the Avne Hamakim. Also, he made it from Marzev, Savad Lurash, famous Rashi. He made the stones like a Marzev. What's a Marzev? A gutter. Savad Lurash, Shayyari Bimechayu Israel, he's afraid of wild animals. His Chilun Medivais, Zoye Zoy, Zoy Samaris, Olai Yoniach Tzadik Israel Shay. V'zoisameres, olai yoniach, miyad aso'on HaKadosh Baruch Hu Evan Achas. Hashem made all of the stones into one big stone. All the stones miraculously combined. And what happened? Later, he took that stone, v'ho Evan hazois asher samti matzeva yebeis alukim. Now, he comes to B'nai Kenem, and what does he see? He sees a stone. Nacham all the stone. What's with all the stones here? Mayor, what's with all the stones? What happened to all? Why we're so obsessed with stones? Okay, next pasuk. What happens? The nes u'shama kol ha'adonim. All gathers the flock. The galulu es ha'aven me'al pia be'er. Who's the one that rolls the stones? The shepherd.
The water first.
I'm sorry.
That one shepherd should not.
Right. No one should steal.
Take the water first.
No one should steal the water. Everyone, there should be a fair distribution of the water. This is communism. Fair redistribution of the wealth. Everyone should get a fair share of the water. No one should steal the water. V'galu es ha'aven. Who's v'galu? The shepherds, which we'll see, malpi ha'be'er. V'yishku es ha'tzoyin. V'yishivu es ha'aven al pi ha'be'er l'mekayimah. And then they're going to return the stone to, that's the saying of, this is the minik. Dozgen, the minik ha'makayim. The minik ha'makayim over here is, this is a very interesting pasuk. It's telling us over here background. It's very unusual. This pasuk is very unusual pasuk because the Torah doesn't really tell us background. The Torah tells us what happens. You want no background? Go figure it out. Go look in the Midrashim. Here, this pasuk is not really part of the story. This, if you think about it, this pasuk Gimel, really stands out as a very strange pasuk. Because what would be if we wouldn't have this pasuk? You come to the Be'er, and there were three things. Ki mina Be'er Yashko Adam Be'er, there was a big stone. And he says to them, where are you from? And then the whole story proceeds, and he goes, and he does what he needs to do. Why do we need this pasuk altogether? This is just giving us background information, which that's not really what the Torah does. The Torah tells us events. The Torah does not tell us background. If it's telling us background information, there's something extremely critical that we need to know. So let's see the Targum first. Targum says, "V'nesu shama." Okay, umiskanshin, that's an easy word. They gather lisamon over there called adoraya, all of the sheep. Now remember, there were three flocks of sheep. In Pasuk Beis it says there were three flocks of sheep waiting. How many more flocks are you waiting to come? There were three flocks. That means who? Honor Eshkol Mamre. Who are the three people? Who do these three flocks belong to? To Rab Meir, to Rab Eliezer, and to Mr. Rappaport. No. She came later. She first comes later. She first arrives on the scene later, Rachel, with the sheep of her father.
So then there were four?
Yeah, L'chaira, there were four when she comes. Why? No, there was even more. Let's see. Over here, we already have a pasuk that there were three. V'hine, Sham Shloish Adreitzon. And now who comes there? V'nezu Sham Makol Adorim, V'golos Abiyav, V'rishkos Adorim, V'rishkos Adorim. And now it's telling us that we're waiting for everyone to come. Who's everyone? A minion? 10 people? G'dav Mincha? G'dav Mincha? Akadosh Yosem? What's going on over here?
Umiskash? Obviously, three couldn't move the rock.
What?
The three couldn't move
right,
the rock.
Right, right. So what's going on? Let's see. Umiskanshin l'tamon kol adraya umis...
And the four also couldn't move the rock.
Okay, let's see. Umiskanshin l'tamon kol adoraya umigandrin yos... Now, this word means to roll. Umigandrin is a good word. Umigandrin. It means to roll. That's the word v'golulu. Yos avno me'al puma debera, from on top of the opening of the well. And then what would they do? Umashkon yos ono, they would water the sheep. Umisivan, to return. Umisivan means tough to return. Yos avno, the stone, al puma, on the opening, debera, la asra, back to its original place. Okay, the words here are pretty straightforward. The only interesting word here that we have to really analyze is the word umigandrin. Umigandrin, it sounds like a really cool word. Umigandrin. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Vinesu regilim hayu leos." This is what they did. The custom, the minu kamakoyim. Lefi shachayis ha'even gidoyla. It was a very big stone. The galulu they would roll. The galulim ah, v'targumai umigandrin. Kol loshen ha'ive mishtane l'davar b'loshen asid b'loshen avar. Lefi shakol davar ha'ive tamid kvar ha'ive v'asid leos. Okay, this is Nachum Siegel. Nachum Siegel, what does he say every day? What's the nusach of his sign-off call about the past, the future, trust the future? I don't remember what he says. I haven't listened in a long time. Okay, the past.
Remember the past, live the present.
Trust the future. Excellent. The Galilu is Lashon Hoyve, the present tense. Every word in Hebrew that is the present tense can be interpreted as the past and the future. Because the present is what brings together the past and the future. Kol Lashon Hoyve, Mishtaneh L'davar B'Lashon Asid can be automatically interpreted. Future and the past. L'visha Kol Davar Hoyve, anything that is present, Tamid, always Kvar Hoya. The present is always the past and the future. And this Rash, by the way, this is not my knowledge, but those who study time, those who are really into this stuff, the study of time. Einstein, relative, you know, there's a lot of fascinating concepts. What exactly is time? Define the essence of time. And there's a very big debate, I think, in science. Is there really such a thing called the present? Is there really such a thing, the present? Maybe there is no such thing. There's only the past and the future. When we use the word present, so we make believe it's like, no, these 3 hours are the present. All right, you want to go call these 3 hours the present, good for you. But the present, if you want to break it down into the smallest possible moment that a human mind can comprehend, is there really something called the present? In the person's mind, every moment either happened already or there is an anticipation that it will happen. Okay, you have to go talk to the big Groysa Chachamim, the scientists of the world, and they will discuss with you this principle called the present. I'm sure if you Google this, we get a lot of interesting stuff on scientifically, is there really something called the present? Rashi knew a lot more than all the Groisei Chachamim on Google, and Rashi says, Kol Lashon Hoyveh, every Lashon Hoyveh, every expression of the present, Mishtane L'dav Lashon Osili V'Lashon D'Ovar, Lefisha Kol Dover HaHoyveh, Kivor Hoya V'Osid Liyos. There's no question that Rashi's words are source material for this debate, this scientific analysis of the present. Because Rashi is saying that there really is, Rashi, if you take Rashi at face value, Rashi would seem to be saying is, there's no such thing as the present. The present really is just either the past or the future. That's, and the proof is the language, you can use it. Okay, so now, let's, Naveheshivu kitargumai umesivin, they returned. They will return. Now what is the word umeskandin? So in the Ba'at, sorry, he doesn't really say very much. He gets v'goylin, all right, he doesn't really want to say very much about this. All right, he doesn't say, no comment, how do I like that? No comment. Okay, it means to roll. Okay, fine. Now, let's see what happens. Let's go further. Okay, Vayomer lechem Yaakov. Yaakov says to them, Achai, my brethren, me'ayin atem, where do you come from? Vayomeru, you want to know where we come from? We come mechoron anochnu. Obviously, this place where the well was situated was not Choron. Yaakov Avinu, you know, where did he arrive? He arrives to Bnei Kedem. Vayelech Arza Vnei Kedem. What is that? What exactly is the Vnei Kedem? The east. Okay, what is the east? Yaakov Avinu was located where? He was located in Eretz Yisrael with his father Yitzchak. Yitzchak was an Oyla Tmima. They lived in Hebron, I believe, right? Where did Yitzchak live? Where? What? Beersheva, you're right. Beersheva. Where's Beersheva? Mayor, where's Beersheva?
South of Hebron.
South of Hebron. Where is Hebron relative to Yerushalayim?
South of Yerushalayim.
Okay, so this is even further south. Okay, so that's where Yitzchak lived. And now he's going to the east. What do we call the east? The east is Iraq. How did he get there?
Jordan, Saudi Arabia.
No, he went to Aram Naharaim. Where did Lavan live?
Aram Naharaim is north, Damascus area.
No, I think Aram Naharaim is Iraq. Much, much further. Bavel.
Yeah, but the way to go there was to go.
Oh, to go there, you got to go up north. Mitzafointi posachara. To go there, you can't go travel the desert. You can't go travel to Saudi Arabia. Impossible. You got to go all the way up north. And you got to go through Syria, right? You gotta go all the way up north, and then you gotta go east, all the way through, I don't know where. Where are you going? You're going there, you're going through Turkey.
Turkey? The Euphrates, and you go down the Euphrates.
And then you come down, you gotta go north, you gotta go, so you go, where you go? You're going through Syria, all the way up north. And then you gotta go all the way down, all the way to Iraq, to the edge of Iraq, which is, I guess, the border. It seems like it's the border between modern-day Iraq and Iran. That's where Aram Naharaim is. You know who knows where it is? Deutsch, the living Torah Museum. He knows, I think he claims he knows exactly where it is.
Is he open for business already or no?
He's not open the whole year?
I don't know. He was closing down, I thought.
Yeah?
He was closing one building.
I don't know. Yeah, why? Money?
Yeah.
No business?
I don't know.
He has a lot of stuff there in this place. They're worth millions and millions of dollars. The stuff he has there was priceless what he has there. All right, but anyway, I remember him talking once, and he says he knows exactly where it is, and he wants to go there. It's too dangerous now. He has to wait. That was a long time ago. Maybe he went by now. Aram Naharaim, he wants the mamish go to the place Avraham Avinu left, the place where he came from, Nimrod, whole Maisa, Lavan. So Yaakov Avinu, he went to the east, Bnei Kedem, the east, stock of the east, that's where it is. He now arrives and he says, where are you guys from? I'm from Choron. So now we're honing in. Vayem lochem. He says, don't say Unculus. Unculus over here says, what? Vamar lochem Yaakov. Achai. Menonatun. Where are you from? Ramulu. Mechonar nochono. Next pasuk. Vayem lochem. Hayedatem esal menochar. Do you know my brother-in-law? Do you know my uncle? My uncle Lavan. My uncle Venitziv. You know that book? I'm sorry, this is love. Isn't this his uncle?
No, it's Lavan, but his father was not Nachar. His grandfather was Nachar.
Ah, excellent.
His father, Lavan's father was Besua.
Besua, so why is he called Ben Nachar? Yes, what's the
family name was Nachar.
The Ramban has a shot, because the Yichus was really Nachar.
He was the Yachson. He's the Yach, okay.
Was Mishpacha to Avram.
Okay. Sorry, do you know the Lavan ben Nachar? Yes, we know who he is. Rash Targum. Amar Luchan, Yidat Lavan, Yos Lavan, Bar Nachor. Vamar Yidanan, yeah, we know who he is. You know, you can kill someone. My father, Zichron Levech, loved this pasuk. He always would joke when he said this pasuk. Do you know Lavan? So it's all in the way. I said, yeah, we sure do. What does that mean? It means basically watch out. All right? Like yes, do you know Mayor Appledorf in the Kollel? We sure do. It's all the way you say, yeah, we know who he is. It speaks volumes. That's exactly what the people there said. They said, yeah, Yodana, we sure know who this guy is. Vayem Elohim HaShalom Lo. Is he okay? How's he doing? How's business? Vayem, when they said Shalom, peace. Hinei Rachel Bito Bo'o Imatzai. You know what Or HaChaim says on this pasuk? He basically, he asked him, he wanted to know, is he a generous person or is he a miser? So they said, look, he's a miser. He's a stingy good for nothing. Look, he's a filthy rich person.
And
he sends his daughter, he does not willing to spend a couple of bucks to hire a shepherd to take care of the animals. Instead, he's so cheap, he sends his daughter, it's a dangerous job. They're wolves, they're shagoyma, they're crazy people down there also that can harm her. And he sends his young daughter to go take care of the sheep. So he says, Vayom Elohim, HaShalom Lo. You know what HaShalom means? Is he rich? Does he have a lot? Is he a gevir? Does he have a lot of money? Yaakov was looking for a rich shidduch, mayor. He was looking for a rich shidduch. HaShalom Loi? Is he wealthy? So they said, yeah, Vayom Shalom. He's a very wealthy person, but you're not going to get out of him one penny. How do we know? Look, there comes his sheep. There comes his all of his money, and look who's taking care of it. His daughter. That's what you tell your daughter to do. A little girl, 3-year-old girl, you tell her to put her life at risk. Go pay a few bucks to go have someone do the sheep. He's a cheapo. Don't think you're going to get a donation for your organization. In other words, they looked at Yaakov like a schnur. Oh, you coming to collect? You come, it's like the classic collector. Ooh, you coming from Eretz Yisrael to collect money? Who are the gevirmir? You ever have people have it all the time. Okay, and the people, they come over here. Who should we go ask for money? Who are the gevirim? HaShalom Loi. Does this guy, is he doing well? So he say, oh yeah, he's a multi-millionaire, but he won't give you a penny. Vayom Shalom. Vinei Rachel Bito Bo'amatzo. You know who says this? Not me. The Or HaChaim says this. He says exactly what he asked him. They thought he was a collector. a collector from Eretz Yisrael. And he says he's very wealthy, but you're not getting any money. Okay, Tarim, Amar Luchan HaShalom Leiv Amur Shalom HaRachel B'Ratei Asya Im Oni with the sheep. Rashi Yavir says Bo'amatzoim. Hatam ba'alef. Remember, we learned this many times. Or this is mil ra. Notice underneath over here the base. The base could have the tamei amir could be under the aleph or the base. Under the aleph would be under the last syllable. That's called mil ra. If the tamei hamikra, the musical note was under the base, that would have been under the second to last syllable, ba. So is it ba Or is it ba, ba? What's an afkamina? If it's under the last syllable, then it is the present tense. If it's under the first syllable in this case, then it is the past tense. Hatam ba'al osya, she is coming. V'rochel ba'a. Okay, when it says later on in the next pasuk, ba'a, there it's under the base. Hatam l'mala the base. V'targumay osos already came in the past. Harishoin loshoin osa is the present tense. V'asheni loshoin osisa is the past tense. So this over here, bo'oi matzon, is the present tense. This is the present tense. Rachel Bito is coming, okay? Is coming with the sheep. Fine, is there, okay, so that's the Targum, and that's next. Now, vayomer. Now Yaakov says, hein od chayoyim gadol, lo eis heosef hamigne hashku hatzon l'chul ru'u. So he said, what in the world is going on over here? Why in the world are you all gathering together now at this time of the day to give the animals to drink? It's not the time to drink. Now is the time to go shepherd the animals. It's time they should pasture and eat. Rashi, the day is very great. It's not the time now to gather together, the ear. It means the animals. Ashku or not give the animals to drink, the azilu and go shepherd the animals. Rashi says, Hein odiam gudul fishara isam roitim, kasava shreitim lesef amiknil habaisa, below year old, they were done for the day. Amlochem, Hein odiam gudul, klemar im shirimatim loishilamtim pulasayim. If you're hard workers, you're cheating your master. Vila behemo shalochem, if it's your animals, it's not the time. It's not their heritage. You have to be an Adam bottle. You should be working. So why in the world are you over here putting the animals together? So now they respond. Vayomer, and they respond. Lo nuchal, we cannot. Ad asher yosu kol ho adorim. V'golu eso even me'al pi abeer v'hishkinu hatzene. What is it over here? Targum. Targum says, They said to Yaakov, Lo Nikol, which we cannot. Adi miskanshin kol adoraya, until all of the sheep they gather. Vinan vigandun yos avna, we're going to roll the stone. Me'al puma, the bearer of the opening of the well. Vinashkanon, we'll give the sheep to drink. Rashi, what's the answer? Lahashkois, Lufishu Evan Gedoyla, we can't give them to drink. Vigalu Zemeturgum Vinangurum, Lufishu Loshan Osid. Now, what's the answer? What in the world is going on over here? I'm going to say, Poshup Shat. Yaakov says to the people, Hein Od Hayom Godol, Lo Eis Heresef Hamikne, it's not the time to gather them together. Hashku Hatzon Uluchuru. Okay, so we have to at least clarify what's going on, because there are different midrashim. Sometimes the midrashim confuse us. Let's go back to the previous pasuk. Rashi really explains. Lefi, shera oisam roivtsim, he saw all of the sheep gathering. Kesavur sheroitsim lesoif hamikna habaisim velo yiru od. Yaakov Avinu, according to Rashi, did not know the reason why they're gathering, all of the animals are gathering here, they're loitering in this location, was because they wanted to give them to drink. Yaakov Avinu thought they're gathering all the animals here now as a part of the process of ending the day's work. And he saw them gathering, Hein od hayom gadol, lo eis hei osef hamikne. So the Shemana is chiddush. Yaakov Avinu, he made a mistake. No, isn't that what it means? You know, today, if this Sefer Bereishis was published and it came out in the store today in Eichler's, they would put this in Chayrim, the Sefer Bereishis. Here, Mr. Rappaport, they would put it in Chayrim. You know why? Because this pasuk here makes a clear statement that Yaakov Avinu made a mistake. Really? Madoch, the Gedolim of our generation don't make mistakes. How could it be that Yaakov Avinu made a mistake? No, isn't that what it says over here? If you go ask a good Lubavitcher Chassid, Mary almost finished the book, only a few more pages left. Fascinating book. If you ask a real Fabrenta Lubavitcher, ask Dalfin, did the Lubavitcher Rebbe ever make a mistake in his life? What will he say? Never. Never. Impossible. He was a Malach Elokim. So if the Lubavitcher Rebbe never made a mistake, at least in the opinion of Dalfin, Yaakov Avinu is going to make a mistake? How could Yaakov Avinu not have known that the reason why they're gathering all of the animals here now is because they're thirsty, they want to give them to drink, and they don't have enough manpower to move the stone from the opening of the well in order to give them to drink? How could Yaakov Avinu make such a mistake? Vayomer, Hein Od Hayom Gadol, the day is very, very long. Lo eis he'osef ha'mikne. It's not the time now to gather camels, give them to drink, and go back and shepherd. Rashi. Lefi shiro oisem roivtsim kasovo, he thought. Shiroitsim le'esef ha'mikne ha'baisam v'lo yiroid. Omo lochav, chen ha'yim gadol. K'loim ha'mishkirim ha'mishkirim ha'tem lo shalantim b'lis ha'yim v'im b'hem ha'mishkirim ha'api k'en lo eis he'es ha'mikne. V'yoyimru, what do they say? Lo yinucha la'hashkas lefi shor evin g'doyla. V'gadlu. In other words, the day is not over. We have plenty of work to do. The reason why there is a delay, the supply chain is clogged up is because we don't have enough people to do the work. We don't have enough people to come together and to move the stone in Al Pi HaBe'er. Okay, so this pasuk, according to Pshut Shel Mikra, implies that Yaakov Avinu made a mistake. He had a misunderstanding of what the situation is. And that's shocking. That's shocking because, like I told you today there's this belief that someone who's very, very great as Ruach HaKodesh, he sees it all, he assesses the situation, and he doesn't make any mistakes. Here, Yaakov Avinu himself made a mistake. And he was the Gadol HaDor Yaakov Avinu. He just finished 14 years in Kollel. So doesn't that make him Gadol HaDor? How many Gadolim do we know today spent 14 years learning in Kollel? Not that many.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
So why are we saying they had no power to move the stone? How did they arrive there? Maybe they just was waiting. The etiquette was wait for everybody else.
Right, so Yaakov Avinu, if that's what the case was, Yaakov would not have said this pasuk. The fact that Yaakov said, Vayoymer, Yaakov says, Hein or Hayom Gadol, it's only midday, Lo Yeisa, Yisav HaMikne, it's not the time now to gather the animals, Hashkvat, so give them to drink, Luchu Ru'u. So Rashi says, why did he make this statement? Because he thought, Lefi Sheroha Oysam Roivtsim, they're lying down, Kasavur, he thought, that's not true. That was a mistake. They weren't planning. That's not what they were planning to do. They were just temporarily waiting until Yaakov thought that it's easy as pie to move the stone off the opening of the well. They can do it by themselves. They don't need any more help. And the reason why they're gathering the animals is because they're done for the day's work. They're done. So they say, no, we're not done. You made a mistake, Yaakov. We're not done. We have plenty of work to do here today. The reason why there's a pause is because we need more help getting the stone off the opening of the well. That's the reason why there's a delay. Okay, let's see. You understand? Aidenim Dabarimam, while he was talking to them, V'rochel ba'a. Notice here the trub is under the base, which means she has already arrived. The past tense. She already came. Imatsona shel yaviyah ki ro'ahi. She was a shepherdess. You like that word? A very funny word. A shepherdess. The only place you're going to see this word is in an English translation of a chumash. You're never going to see this word. Ever. a shepherdess, a female shepherd. You're not going to hear it in any book, any movie. A shepherdess. Only in Chumash you have this word, ro'ah, he, a female shepherd. And there's no Rashi on this. Targum says, she already came. He was having such a heated conversation with them. By the time he finished the conversation, it already was done deal. Im onodi lavui are risohi, she was a shepherdess. Okay, now. Vayihi kasha royakov es rochel baslava nachi imoi. Vyas sign lava nachi imoi. When Yaakov, you know, he saw the Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, who was the brother of his mother. In other words, he saw his first cousin. It's a very long long way to describe. He saw his first cousin. He saw, who did he see? Rachel, who is the daughter of Lavan, who is the brother of his mother, you know, an uncle. He saw Rachel, his first cousin. You know, first, we give the God's Yichus. Lavan was his name. Lavan is his uncle. We don't want to say the word uncle, so we say the word, the brother of his mother, the daughter of the brother of his mother, and he saw the tzoyin, the sheep, Lavan, Nachamol, Lavan, Achi, Ima. Why is that necessary? We already said there's a Lavan who is the Achi Imai. Nochamal, this is really, really bizarre. The sheep of Lavan Achi Imai. Nochamal. Mr. Rapport, you have to have a good answer for this. Why does it have to describe Lavan as being his uncle twice? Uncle Lavan regarding Rachel. And Nochamal, Uncle Lavan regarding the sheep. Unbelievable. Vayigash Yaakov, Vayogel, Esoevim Alpia Be'er, he rolls the stone from the well. Vayashk, Esoin, Lavan, Achi Imoi, and he gives it to drink. Okay, it's Rashi, let's see the Rashi. Vavor Kachoz Yaakov Yosrochel Bas Lavan Achuha, Dime, his uncle, the daughter of his uncle. The Yos are all the sheep, the love and Achud, the Imei, crave Yaakov. Yaakov came close. The Gandar, he rolled Yos Avnam Yalpuma the Beira, the Ashke Yos Ono, the love on Achua, the Imei, and he gave them to drink. Rashi, but he got Yaakov Yogel, Kimi Shemadir es a Pekok Mial a P. Tzlochis. Loidiachosha Koichoi Godol. It says Vayogel, he rolled in one shot, like a person that takes away the stopper from top of a container. And this pasuk is telling over the Yaakov Avinu, he did not need to wait for more people. They told him, we need more people. Ad asher ye'osfu kol ho'adonim. All of the shepherds. Yaakov was able to do this on his own, all by himself. He didn't need anyone's help. The teacher that he was very, very powerful. Now, here's the question. Nowhere does it say that Yaakov put the stopper back on the well. How about that? You ever go to someone's house? See, at home, I no one's watching. I do whatever I want, right? I don't care. But let's say you're a guest in someone's home, and they have on the table, let's say, a bottle of Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, or seltzer, some, right? And then you want to take, so what do? To be polite, you open up the bottle, and you pour yourself a glass of seltzer, and then you put the cap back on, and you close it. You gotta be polite, right? Der Cheretz. And if you don't put the cap back on after you finish taking yourself, then, oh, this guy has no manners. This fellow is not... He's a boor. He's not a person of Derech Eretz. Why didn't Yaakov put the stone back on the well? Why didn't he do that? It doesn't say he put it back on top. Why not? I don't know. Okay, one more pasuk. Vayishak Yaakov Rachel, Vayisas Kol Vayevch. He kissed Rachel, and then he lifted up his voice and he cried. Why did he cry? So what does the Satmar Rav say about this? Why he cried? Because everyone in Klal Yisrael is going to read these words. That he kissed a girl. Oh, you give out. So Vayisa's Kol Vayesh, the reason why he cried was because he knew that we would all be reading what it says over here. And Yaakov was very, didn't want us to read what happened. That's a joke. Okay, that's a joke. It's not a good joke. Okay, when the Shak Yaakov L'Rachel V'Areim Yos Kol raised his voice, Uvachon, he cried. Notice here the Vayisa's V'Areim. When we start in the beginning today, and it says the same word Vayisa, Vayisa Yaakov es Raglav. What does it mean? Unital. Contradiction. It's the same exact words. Word. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav. He lifted up his feet, and here it says, Vayisa Koila. Same word. Same exact word. There means he took, and here it says he raised up. So you see over here, the words are always subject to interpretation based upon its context. Rashi, very quickly, Vayis, he cried. What does it mean? What does it mean that he cried? Vayef, Lefish, Tzavra, HaKadosh, Eim, Nechnasim, Lekur. He's not going to be buried with her. Davrach, Lefish, Shababi, Yadayim, Reikonis. He cried because he came empty-handed. Amar, Eliezer, Eben, Avi, Abba, Hayu, Vyadav, Nizamim, nose rings, Utsmidim, bracelets, Umigdanos, and gifts for the family. Vani ein biyadi klum lefish rodaf elifaz ben esa b'mitzvas aviv achel l'chargo hasigon. He chased after him and he overtook him. Ulefish gadal elifaz b'vechigo shel Yitzchak moshach yodav. He did not. He withdrew. He did not kill Yaakov. Amar lo mo esel letzivu shel abba. What am I going for my father? So amar lo Yaakov. Yaakov says tol ma shebiyadi ve'ani choshev kanis. Tell your father you killed me. How did you kill me? You took away all my money. Ani Choshev Kines. Okay, let's stop over here. Thank you very much for coming. In Yiratz Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.
Good
night, Blazer. Mayor, I'm almost finished.
Okay.